All right, so are you ready to naturally get that blood pressure down? Get ready for a trip to Italy. We're diving into some of their lifestyle secrets, and yes, the food is a big part of it, to see how we can all learn to live a little more dolce vita while taking care of our health. And the best part, we're all about actionable steps today, not just vague advice.
You know, it's fascinating how we often think healthy living and we think restriction, but what if I told you it could be a delicious adventure?
Okay, so before we get lost in those Tuscan vineyards, can you give us a quick refresher on why blood pressure even matters? Just to set the stage.
Absolutely. Think of blood pressure like this. It's the force of your blood against your artery walls, and it's essential for life, but like anything else, too much pressure is a bad thing.
And that's where things can get a little dicey, right? Like if we're talking about travel, stress, different foods, all that.
Precisely. You're right. We don't often connect travel, even the fun kind, with our health. But just imagine this. You're about to climb those iconic Spanish steps in Rome, but your blood pressure is through the roof from the flight, the jet lag, and maybe one too many scoops of gelato. Not exactly the recipe for a carefree climb.
Okay, point taken. So, how does this Italian lifestyle actually help?
Well, let's start with the Mediterranean diet, which is practically synonymous with Italy. It's not about deprivation, but about enjoying flavorful foods that just happen to be good for you. For instance, there was this huge study actually in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and they looked at a ton of other research, and what they found was that people who really embraced the Mediterranean way of eating were less likely to develop high blood pressure in the first place.
Music to my ears and my stomach. But what are the specific ingredients that make this diet so powerful?
One of the stars is undoubtedly olive oil. But we're not talking about a measly teaspoon here. Italians use it generously, almost like a condiment.
Okay, I love olive oil as much as the next person, but what makes it so special?
It's chock full of these compounds called polyphenols. Think of them as tiny superheroes that can actually relax your blood vessels, kind of like giving those hardworking arteries a little massage. And get this, a study in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that for some folks, regularly enjoying olive oil actually help them reduce their dependence on blood pressure medication. Pretty amazing, right?
Wow, I am reaching for the olive oil, but there's more to this Italian recipe for healthy blood pressure than just olive oil, right?
Absolutely. Picture yourself strolling through like a bustling Italian market. You're surrounded by colorful fruits, vegetables, freshly baked bread.
Okay, stop. You're making me hungry. But seriously, how do we make sure we're choosing the right things, especially when it comes to like bread?
It's all about those smart swaps. Instead of white bread, go for those whole grain varieties. They digest slowly, keeping your blood sugar stable, which is a good thing for your blood pressure in the long run. And don't even get me started on the vegetables. Think beyond basic salads, though. Those are great too, with a generous drizzle of olive oil. How about a hearty minestrone soup, just brimming with fresh veggies or juicy tomatoes drizzled with olive oil and sprinkled with basil?
You had me at drizzled with olive oil. But what about the main course? I'm picturing pasta, obviously, but is that really a good choice when we're talking about blood pressure?
Pasta can definitely be part of a healthy diet, especially if you opt for those whole grain varieties. But let's not forget about Italy's stunning coastline. Fish, particularly those rich in omega-3 fatty acids like salmon or tuna, are like a gift for your blood pressure.
Okay, I'm all for incorporating more fish into my diet, but how exactly do omega-3s work their magic?
Imagine your arteries as a highway. Omega-3s help keep that highway clear and flowing smoothly, lowering the pressure. In fact, a comprehensive review in the Journal of Hypertension found that getting enough omega-3s from fatty fish or fish oil can significantly reduce blood pressure.
So it's not just about what we eat, but about choosing foods that work together to support our health. I love that. But what about those times when we're on the go, exploring a new city? What are some Italian-inspired snacks that won't sabotage our blood pressure goals?
Nuts. They're like these little powerhouses of nutrition, easy to pack and oh so delicious, especially when enjoyed the Italian way.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What's the Italian secret to enjoying nuts?
Think pine nuts, a staple in pesto, or almonds, lightly toasted and served with a dollop of creamy ricotta cheese. They're not just snacks, they're an experience.
That sounds amazing. Okay, I'm picturing myself strolling through a vineyard, snacking on almonds and ricotta, and maybe stopping for a little wine tasting. Speaking of which, where does wine fit into all of this? It's practically synonymous with Italian culture.
Ah, wine, the nectar of the gods. And you'll be happy to know that moderate red wine consumption, especially with a meal, has actually been linked to some heart-healthy benefits, including potentially lowering blood pressure.
Wait, really? Red wine can be good for your blood pressure? That's not what I've always heard.
Like most things in life, it's all about moderation. And by moderate, we're talking one glass a day for women and up to two for men.
Got it. Everything in moderation. What makes red wine potentially beneficial in this context?
Red wine, particularly those bold Italian reds, are rich in those powerful polyphenols we talked about earlier, just like olive oil. And research published in Circulation Research shows that these polyphenols can help relax blood vessels, improving blood flow, which can lead to a decrease in blood pressure.
Wow, who knew a glass of red wine could be so complex? Not that I'm complaining. Now, before we get too carried away with the wine, I have to ask about another Italian staple, garlic. It's in practically every savory dish imaginable. Is there any truth to the rumors about its health benefits, or is that just an old wives' tale?
It might be a staple in the kitchen, but garlic's got some serious scientific backing. A major analysis of multiple studies published in the Journal of Clinical Hypertension found that garlic supplements were linked to a significant reduction in blood pressure for those with hypertension.
So all those delicious pasta sauces and bruschetta are practically medicinal.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No.
But enjoying garlic in your food is definitely a delicious way to potentially support healthy blood pressure.
This is fantastic. It's amazing how much power our food choices have. But it's not all about what's on our plates, right? The Italian lifestyle seems to play a big role in their overall well-being. What are some of those lifestyle factors that contribute to their approach to healthy blood pressure?
You're spot on. Food is just one piece of the puzzle. Italians have this knack for embracing a slower pace of life. And that, my friend, can do wonders for your blood pressure.
So we're talking about more than just ditching the salt shaker. We're talking about ditching the stress. Tell me more. But how do we actually do that? What are some concrete ways to embrace this dolce far niente mentality, as they say in Italy?
Well, for one, embrace the art of walking. Italy is best explored on foot. You discover hidden alleyways and charming cafes you'd miss otherwise. But more importantly, you're giving your heart a good workout, which, you guessed it, helps lower blood pressure.
See, I love this. Walking is good for you and an adventure. And let's be real, there's no shortage of breathtaking views in Italy to enjoy while you're at it.
Exactly. Ditch the taxis and buses whenever possible. Opt for those charming stone staircases instead of the elevator. Not only will you be rewarded with stunning views, but you'll be reaping the benefits of regular physical activity.
Okay, I'm sold. Walking is officially my new favorite mode of transportation and sightseeing, of course. But what about when we're not on the go? How do Italians manage stress in their day-to-day lives?
Italians are masters at finding joy in the simplest of things, a powerful antidote to stress. Picture this. You're at a bustling piazza, sunlight warming your skin, the aroma of freshly brewed espresso filling the air, the gentle hum of conversation washing over you as you sip your perfectly pulled shot.
Okay, I'm feeling calmer already. But seriously, is it really that easy? Can simply enjoying a cup of coffee actually make a difference in our stress levels and ultimately our blood pressure?
Believe it or not, there's science behind it. I know what you're thinking. Coffee, isn't that supposed to be bad for blood pressure?
Yeah, that's what I've always heard.
It's a common misconception. Moderate coffee consumption, about 1 to 3 cups daily, has been linked to a lower risk of hypertension.
Get out of here. So my morning cappuccino is actually doing me a favor.
As long as you're enjoying it in moderation, like the Italians do, a small, strong espresso savoring each sip. It's about the ritual, the moment, the connection.
I love that. It's not just about the coffee itself, but about creating a mindful experience. Now, while we're on the topic of beverages, what about water? We all know staying hydrated is important, but how does it relate to blood pressure, especially in the context of, let's say, an Italian summer?
Hydration is crucial, especially in warmer climates like Italy's. And it's not just about quenching thirst. It's about supporting healthy blood pressure regulation.
So how much water should we be aiming for, especially if we're spending our days exploring those cobblestone streets?
The general guideline is 8 glasses daily, but it can vary based on your activity level and the climate. The good news is, in Italy, you're never too far from a refreshing fountain.
Those beautiful Italian fountains. Not just aesthetically pleasing, but good for our health, too. It's all coming together. Okay, we've covered a lot. Olive oil, fruits, veggies, fish, nuts, garlic, red wine, walking, stress reduction, coffee, water. Anything else to add to our Italian-inspired blood pressure toolkit?
Well, there's one more thing that might surprise you. Dark chocolate.
Hold on, did you say dark chocolate? I thought you were about to tell me to lay off the sweets.
That's the beauty of this. It's about making healthy choices enjoyable. And when we say dark chocolate, we're not talking about the sugary, milky kind. We mean The good stuff, at least 70% cocoa, the darker the better.
Okay, so what's the deal with dark chocolate? What makes it potentially good for blood pressure?
Dark chocolate is packed with flavanols, powerful antioxidants that can help improve blood flow and lower blood pressure.
Get out of here. So that little after-dinner square of dark chocolate is practically a health food.
In moderation, of course.
Mm.
A massive meta-analysis published in the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews looked at tons of studies and found that cocoa-rich chocolate was linked to a small but significant decrease in blood pressure.
Incredible. I'm starting to think the key to a long, healthy life is just embracing the Italian way of life. Speaking of which, are there any other Italian secrets we should know about? Maybe some hidden gems from the world of herbs and spices?
You're on to something. The Italian kitchen is a treasure trove of herbs and spices, many used for their medicinal properties for centuries.
Give me the details. I'm ready to stock up my spice rack.
Well, three that come to mind are basil, rosemary, and oregano, all staples in Italian cooking.
Okay, I use those all the time. But what makes them so special for blood pressure?
Studies show these herbs contain compounds that may help relax blood vessels and reduce inflammation, both of which can contribute to lower blood pressure. For example, research in hypertension research found that sweet basil extract significantly lowered blood pressure in rats. Similar findings have been reported for rosemary and oregano in journals like the Journal of Medicinal Food and the Journal of Natural Products.
Wow, so that sprinkle of oregano on my pizza isn't just adding flavor, it's potentially doing my blood pressure a favor too.
Potentially. But remember, while enjoying these herbs in your food is great, talk to your doctor before using them as supplements, especially if you're on medication.
Good to know. So we've covered food, we've covered lifestyle. Anything else we need to keep in mind about naturally managing our blood pressure, Italian style?
One more crucial element, and it might seem obvious, but it's often overlooked, especially on vacation. Sleep.
Ah, sleep. The holy grail of a healthy life, but sometimes so elusive, especially with the allure of late-night gelato runs and moonlit strolls.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Both too little and too much sleep can negatively impact blood pressure.
Wait, really? I thought more sleep was always better.
It's about finding that sweet spot. And for most adults, that's around 7 to 9 hours per night.
Okay, so consistency is key. And that can be tough when you're traveling and adjusting to different time zones or trying to cram in as much sightseeing as possible. Any tips for maintaining a healthy sleep schedule while on vacation?
Trying to stick to your regular sleep-wake cycle as much as possible, even if it means resisting the urge to stay up late every night.
That's good advice. Now, before we wrap up this Italian adventure, I want to touch on something important for those of us who might already be managing our blood pressure with medication. Should we be doing anything differently while traveling, especially internationally? Should we pack our own, or are there other options?
Packing your own is always a good idea if you have one, but you'd be surprised how many pharmacies, especially in Italy, offer blood pressure checks. It's a great way to stay on top of things while you're busy enjoying yourself.
That's really reassuring to know. So no excuses for skipping those checkups, even when we're on vacation. Okay, so we've talked about food, we've talked about lifestyle, but this episode is called The Italian Way. Is there something specific about Italy beyond just the food that makes this approach so effective?
You've hit on something really interesting. The Italian approach is more than just a checklist of things to eat and do. It's a mindset. They have this incredible ability to slow down and truly savor life, and I think that plays a huge role in their overall well-being.
You know what? I completely agree. I remember this one time I was in Florence trying to cram in as much sightseeing as possible. I was rushing from museum to museum, feeling totally overwhelmed, and then I stumbled upon this little cafe tucked away on a side street. The owner, this charming older gentleman, basically ordered me to sit down and enjoy a leisurely espresso.
I can practically picture.
Right. And you know what? He was right. That 20-minute espresso break was exactly what I needed to reset and actually enjoy the rest of my day.
It's about shifting our perspective from doing to being. Italians are masters of that. They understand that sometimes the most productive thing you can do is simply slow down, connect with loved ones, enjoy a delicious meal, and appreciate the beauty around you.
I love that. It's like they've cracked the code to a more mindful way of living. And honestly, I think that's something we can all benefit from, regardless of where we live or what our blood pressure readings look like.
Absolutely. It's about finding joy in the everyday, appreciating the simple things, and taking the time to nourish our minds and souls, not just our bodies.
Beautifully said. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the power of the Mediterranean diet with its emphasis on olive oil, colorful fruits and veggies, whole grains, fish, nuts, and even a little dark chocolate and red wine. We've explored the importance of staying active, managing stress the Italian way, prioritizing sleep, and of course, monitoring our blood pressure. What a journey.
It really has been. And the best part is that these strategies aren't just good for our blood pressure, they're good for our overall health and well-being.
Exactly. It's about making sustainable changes that enhance our lives, not restrict them. But before we get too carried away with all the excitement, it's important to acknowledge that everyone's health journey is unique. What works for one person might not work for another, right?
You're absolutely right. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to health. It's about listening to your body, experimenting, and finding what works best for you.
So, what advice would you give to someone who's feeling a little overwhelmed by all this information? Where do they even begin?
Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Maybe try incorporating an extra serving of vegetables into your meals, or swapping out that sugary soda for a refreshing glass of water infused with lemon or cucumber.
And hey, if you're craving something sweet, a piece of dark chocolate, the good stuff, with at least 70% cocoa can be surprisingly satisfying.
Absolutely. It's about making mindful choices, not depriving yourself.
So as we wrap up our Italian adventure, I'm curious, what's one thing that really stood out to you, something you'll take away from this deep dive?
You know, for me, it's the reminder that healthy living doesn't have to be complicated. The Italian approach, with its focus on fresh, flavorful foods, joyful movement, and a slower pace of life, just makes sense. It's something we can all aspire to, no matter where we are in the world.
I totally agree. It's about enhancing our lives, not restricting them.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to go from zero to gelato in a heartbeat. Start with one small change, then another.
Like maybe swapping out those hurried lunches at our desks for a more leisurely experience, even if it's just for 15 minutes.
Precisely. Even small shifts can make a big difference over time.
This has been such an inspiring deep dive. I feel like we've not only learned about naturally lowering blood pressure, but we've also uncovered some valuable life lessons along the way.
I couldn't agree more. It's all connected: our physical health, our mental well-being, our connection to the world around us.
So beautifully said.
And, you know, thinking back to your experience in Florence, it makes me wonder if part of the Italian secret is simply giving ourselves permission to slow down and enjoy the moment.
You might be onto something there. We're so used to rushing from one thing to the next that we forget to appreciate the simple pleasures. A delicious meal, a walk in nature, a conversation with a loved one.
Exactly. Those moments of joy and connection are like fuel for the soul, and I'd venture to say they're just as important for our health as any diet or exercise plan.
I love that fuel for the soul. What a beautiful way to put it. So, as we say, arrivederci to this episode. What's one final piece of advice you'd leave our listeners with?
Embrace the journey. Your health is a lifelong adventure, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, experiment, and most importantly, savor every delicious, heart-healthy moment.
Beautifully said. And remember, knowledge is power, but only if we put it into action. So take what you've learned today, get out there, and start living your healthiest, happiest life. Until next time, stay curious, stay well, and keep exploring. That's really reassuring to know, so no excuses for skipping those checkups, even when we're on vacation. Okay, so we've talked about food, we've talked about lifestyle, but this deep dive is called the Italian Way. Is there something specific about Italy beyond just the food that makes this approach so effective?
You've hit on something really interesting, the Italian approach. It's more than just a checklist of things to eat and do. It's a mindset, you know. They have this incredible ability to slow down and truly savor life. And I think that plays a huge role in their overall well-being.
You know what? I completely agree. I remember this one time I was in Florence trying to cram in as much sightseeing as possible. I was rushing from museum to museum, feeling totally overwhelmed. And then I stumbled upon this little cafe tucked away on a side street. And the owner, this charming older gentleman, basically ordered me to sit down and enjoy a leisurely espresso.
I can practically picture it.
Right. And you know what? He was right. That 20-minute espresso break was exactly what I needed to reset and actually enjoy the rest of my day.
It's about shifting our perspective from doing to being. Italians are masters of patter, but they understand that sometimes the most productive thing you can do is simply slow down, connect with loved ones, enjoy a delicious meal, and appreciate the beauty around you.
I love that. It's like they've cracked the code to a more mindful way of living and honestly, I think that's something we can all benefit from, regardless of where we live or what our blood pressure readings look like.
Absolutely. It's about finding joy in the everyday, appreciating the simple things, and taking the time to nourish our minds and souls, not just our bodies.
Beautifully said. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the power of the Mediterranean diet with its emphasis on olive oil, colorful fruits and veggies, whole grains, fish nuts, and even a little dark chocolate and red wine. We've explored the importance of staying active, managing stress, the Italian way, prioritizing sleep, and of course, monitoring our blood pressure. What a journey.
It really has been. And the best part is that these strategies aren't just good for our blood pressure. They're good for our overall health and well-being.
Exactly. It's about making sustainable changes that enhance our lives, not restrict them. But before we get too carried away with all the excitement, it's important to acknowledge that everyone's health journey is unique. What works for one person might not work for another, right?
You're absolutely right. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to health. It's about listening to your body, experimenting, and finding what works best for you.
So what advice would you give to someone who's feeling a little overwhelmed by all this information? Where do they even begin?
Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Maybe try incorporating an extra serving of vegetables into your meals, or swapping out that sugary soda for a refreshing glass of water infused with lemon or cucumber.
And hey, if you're craving something sweet, a piece of dark chocolate, but the good stuff, at least 70% cocoa can be surprisingly satisfying.
Absolutely. It's about making those mindful choices, not depriving yourself.
So as we wrap up our Italian adventure, I'm curious, what's one thing that really stood out to you? Something you'll take away from this deep dive?
You know, for me, it's the reminder that healthy living doesn't have to be complicated. The Italian approach, with its focus on fresh, flavorful foods, joyful movement, and a slower pace of life, it just makes sense. It's something we can all aspire to no matter where we are in the world.
I totally agree. It's about enhancing our lives, not restricting them.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to go from zero to gelato in a heartbeat. Start with one small change, then another.
Like maybe swapping out those hurried lunches at our desks for a more leisurely experience, even if it's just for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Even small shifts can make a big difference over time.
This has been such an inspiring deep dive. I feel like we've not only learned about naturally lowering blood pressure, but we've also uncovered some really valuable life lessons along the way.
I couldn't agree more. It's all connected.
Yeah.
Our physical health, our mental well-being, our connection to the world around us.
So beautifully said.
You know, thinking back to your experience in Florence, it makes me wonder if part of the Italian secret is simply giving ourselves permission to slow down and enjoy the moment.
You might be onto something there. We're so used to rushing from one thing to the next that we forget to appreciate the simple pleasures. A delicious meal, a walk in nature, a conversation with a loved one.
Exactly. Those moments of joy and connection are like fuel for the soul. And I'd venture to say they're just as important for our health as any diet or exercise plan.
I love that fuel for the soul. What a beautiful way to put it. So as we say, arrivederci, to this deep dive, what's one final piece of advice you'd leave our listeners with?
Embrace the journey. Your health is a lifelong adventure, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, experiment, and most importantly, savor every delicious, heart-healthy moment.
Beautifully said. And remember, knowledge is power, but only if we put it into action. So take what you've learned today, get out there, and start living your healthiest, happiest life. Until next time, stay curious, stay well, and keep exploring.